at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in a performance of Bach's St. Matthew Passion from Amsterdam. St. Matthew Passion from Amsterdam is at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and the whole day of music for Holy Week starts with the BBC Singers at 10:30 tomorrow morning. Well, back to today on Radio 3, Julian Joseph is here with J to Z in an hour. After that, our opera on 3 is Verdi's Falstaff, a performance from the Met in New York. Our coverage of that begins at 6:30 this evening. Right now, at 4 o'clock, it's time for this week's Music Planet with Lopa Kotari.
Compilation number 37 from Analog Africa, due out next week. As you've probably figured out from that tune, it's psychedelia from the Americas, in this case, Ecuador. The album's called Ecuatoriana, El Universo Paralelo de Polibio Mayorga, 1969 to 1981. Mayorga was a pioneer. With the clever use of a Moog synthesizer, he brought the modern world to the music of his ancestors. He became so popular that you could say he single-handedly revived Ecuador's flagging record industry. That opening track today was Muévase Vecina from a collaboration with Eduardo Morales y Su Requinto. I'm Lopa Kotari and welcome to Music Planet. Joining me on the programme this afternoon is a band called El Cat. They're from Tel Aviv and they're going to be playing for us later on. I've got music from Masaki and Tubatsi, a South African duo making quite a name for themselves. Wild Horse Orchestra from France, mixing it up with South Korean folk song. And songs from the oldest voice in the world. All will be revealed. And for our classic artists this week, I'm going to be introducing you to a legendary rebetiko singer, Marika Ninu. This next bit of music is from Poland and a folk group that goes by the name of Kapela Niewińskich, who over the years have been delving into early 20th century folk music of central and southern Poland. This is the opening track from their latest album, Pogłosy, meaning reverberations.
Musiałabym marnie zginąć, żebym miała karczmę minąć. Minę jedną, minę drugą, do tej trzeciej prostą drogą. Karczmareczko, lej piweczko, a pisz po ścianie, zapłaci ci mój chłopolek, jak go dostanę, dostanę.
Subaleka, subale, subaleka, subaleka, come with me, come with me. Subaleka, subale, subaleka, subaleka, come with me. In my world you can stay, say that you come with me. Like a blackbird singing a dirge, I'll let you come with me. In my world you can stay, say that you'll come with me. Ravens play, theater absurd, I need you to come with me. Come with me. Subaleka, subale, subaleka, subaleka, come with me, come with me. Subaleka, subale, subaleka, subaleka, come with me. In our world we will stay, say that you come with me. Like a blackbird singing a dirge, I know you come with me. In our world we will stay, say that you come with me. Ravens play, theater absurd, I need you to come with me.
Musaki and Tubatsi, a meeting of two beautiful voices and rising stars of South Africa's urban music scene. Synthetic Hearts is their debut album, out now on No Format, and that song was Subaleka. On the album, they're joined by cellist Clément Petit, with whom they have both worked before. The album itself, sublime, with a simplicity and an understated power that reminds me of Blik Basi. These guys are definitely ones to watch. Well, next up, we're off to Canada and the 12-piece orchestra based in Montreal called Langaya Salsa Brava. It was formed 10 years ago by French Guyanese trombonist Gianni Huyghe Despointes to make music for lovers of salsa brava, also known as salsa dura, a genre of music that had sprung up in New York's Latino neighborhoods in the 70s, led by bands such as the Fania All-Stars. This was music where the instrumental part of it had greater importance than the vocals, and dance was what it was all about. Well, to mark their 10th anniversary, Langaya Salsa Brava has brought out an album called Estética de un Rumbero, with 10 original numbers, all of them, as Gianni says, for dancers and lovers of the particular style that is salsa dura. This is He Llegado con mi Salsa Dura.
Llegó, es la sal. por llegar, el llegar y mantenerse. Por eso aquí vengo yo, tocando la salsa dura, la que usted criticó. Mira cómo suena mi bandón.
Oye, tigre, y se le oye hablando en la esquina, en el colmado, en la barbería. No sé qué hacer con ese tipo, oye. Y dice...
Something for all you salsa lovers out there from Lengaya Salsa Brava, and it's on their new album out now on Lula World Records. And so to my guests on the programme today, El Cut, they all live in Tel Aviv and they came over here to launch their latest album. Ayal El Wahab, originally from Yemen, is a carpenter, a musician and a composer, and he's the guy who's put it all together. And I'm going to be finding out more about his story and that of El Cut in a bit. But first, here they are with a song called La Sama. La Sama from my guests in session today, El Kat. They are Ayal El Wahab, Lotan Yaish, and Yefet Hassan. Ayal, very warm welcome. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Ayal, Albat Alawi Opus 99 is your latest album, and it's the second that you guys have done. I want to talk about that album in a minute. But first, tell me how you put this band together. Is it right you all live in Tel Aviv?
We live in Tel Aviv, yeah. Yeah. He was playing in the street. I picked him up and I gave him some
That's food. Lotan.
Yes.
On what I like to call this the kitchen sink, because your drum kit looks like, I don't know, it's like you're traveling around with a really beat up kitchen.
That's right, yeah. It's very silver.
So he met you on the streets and you were playing this kind of percussion or doing something completely different?
No, actually, drums, but with this one, the big tin.
Well, this big tin looks like what we have in India. We put all the sort of flour or rice or, you know, big amounts
in it. So we put cashew in it.
Cashew nuts, yeah, I love nuts. Cashew nuts. Yefet, you are the only one with something that looks even mildly conventional, but it is the smallest keyboard I've ever seen.
Small and strong.
Did you build it? Did you make it yourself?
No, but I make the scales. Make the scales inside, like the Arabic scales.
Ah.
Inside, it's not supposed to do these things, you know.
So you've kind of tweaked it.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
So when you were talking to Ayal about the music he was trying to create, was this a sound you were, in a sense, had a familiarity with? Or is it something you thought, hang on a minute, I think if I just do this and this and this on the keyboard, I think that's the sound that you're looking for?
We sat a lot in home and thinking together to, you know, to do this and to make this happen and the sound-wise. And I did things and he told me, like, no, do like this and do like this. And how we get the exactly thing that we want, that he wants and me wants. And I'm feeling comfortable to play and, you know.
Well, you know, the thing is, Ayala, this whole group sounds very much like your own personality, is that it's fluid, it's kind of you have an idea and you see what elements you need to make that happen. You taught yourself how to play. You didn't have a formal music education, did you, Ayala?
Not a formal education, no, but I was taking like lessons from friends, let's say, with the cello. I mean, I play the bow. This instrument also has this
What is this one called?
Let's say in English I will call it pancello, because it has cello strings, and the body is a tin. It's a saucepan, sorry.
A saucepan.
Yeah,
oh,
so
pancello.
Yeah,
I get it.
I mean.
Yeah.
But the Hebrew name for it is seal, which is also a saucepan. Yeah.
So you make all the stuff. Is that because there's no instrument out there that has the sound that you hear in your head?
The concept is about simplicity, I would say. And I wanted to have the coming from a place that you don't have really anything, and you need to be creative to be able to make something. So those instruments over there of the drums, I didn't make them. They're just tin cans and I don't know what we have there. It's just leftovers on the street, objects. And I wanted to myself to have something more sophisticated, because I'm playing strings and wanted to have a very simple sound.
This album that you've been over in the UK to launch, Albat Alawi Opus 99, unlike your first album, which was all your own reimaginings of Yemeni folk songs, all the songs on this album are originals. Is that right?
Besides one of them.
How easy or difficult was it to write original pieces that felt like your roots, in a sense?
Well, it was interesting, of course, because I always want to stick to a guideline, to a character, and not to... Because I'm affected very much from everything, of course, Western music and also my roots. But you don't want to. I mean, I wanted to stick to something. So it was sometimes if I want to use a certain instrument, I stop myself and I say, oh, this is not part of the story, really. But if I really like it, I would find a way to, you know, maybe it's an excuse, I don't know, but yeah, there was some guidelines and it was a nice journey.
So the next song we're going to hear is Mafan.
Yeah.
Is this one of your original compositions?
Right, yeah.
Yeah? Tell me a little bit about it.
Actually, this is, it's hard to say. I mean, the lyrics, it's a long text in a way, basically about nonsense and like how, like, leaders, nonsense of leaders. It's a lot of speeches that
political frustration.
Yeah, but not in a way that, not in a complaining way. It's just like, it's actually like laughing at them.
Great, well, let's hear it. This is Ma'afan.
Thank you.
Alkat and Mafan, and they're going to be back for a bit more music and chat at the end of the programme. Etienne de la Sayette is a musician, composer and producer with a great imagination and an eclectic taste in music. Over the years, he's travelled the globe, amassing an impressive collection of exotic and vintage instruments and the skill to play them. Well, during the various lockdowns of the last few years, he conjured up a whole new sound and approach to music that he has called Wild Horses Orchestra. And it's through Wild Horses Orchestra that Etienne has indulged in his love of Korean folk music, teaming up with Kang Kwon-soon, a renowned singer of jongo, which is righteous song. In other words, ultra-refined court music. Have a listen to this. It's called Urak, and I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
What a great song there, Urak, from the collaboration between Kang Kwon-soon and Wild Horses Orchestra, released on Muju Records. And here's another extraordinary bit of music for you. Grammy Award-winning producer Ian Brennan heard about a part of southern Azerbaijan along the Iran border, where reaching the age of 100 is pretty commonplace, and where the oldest person in the world, reputedly 168, had lived. Well, along with his wife and recording equipment, Ian went in search of these communities in this mountainous region and found centenarian after centenarian. The result is an album that features the voices of Azerbaijan 100-year-olds. The album is called Thank You for Bringing Me Back to the Sky, and it is filled, as you would imagine, with heartache. Hence the title. Ian had recorded a shepherd singing a song that his mother used to sing to him. Overcome with emotion, the shepherd had quickly got up and left. Ian was really worried that he'd caused unnecessary pain for this man. But the shepherd came back shortly after and thanked him for bringing him back to the sky. Well, here are three of those songs, all attributed to the oldest voice, as the individuals concerned wanted to remain anonymous. The first is My Life is Like a Flower. The second is Talish Mountain Border that Kronos Quartet then added music to. And the third is A Lifetime Still, with a bit of input from Rwanda's The Good Ones.
Alolam nanai nanai Zulfiyam chama polai Washkabon Zulfiyam chama polai Alola vole vole Zulfiyam chamadale Nanashkabon Zulfiyam chamadale Basma basma tağları saraldı yarpaları Basma basma tağları saraldı yarpaları Başam alula çene bir cür banan öne şartı kirasa vakti zarda müşe geçene Başam alula çene bir cür banan öne şartı kirasa vakti zarda müşe geçene Haşi beşe bondi sabır zune kan bakisa Haşi beşe bondi sabır zune kan bakisa Çama balon yul babin hamma başın hondesa Çama balon yul babin hamma başın hondesa Başam alula çöne bir cür bana nangöne Şartı kirasa vakti zardak şapi
An Antidote to Ageism, Songs from the Centenarians of Azerbaijan. The album Thank You for Bringing Me Back to the Sky, out now on 6 Degrees. One more song from my guests, El Cut, still to come at the end of the programme. But first, the Music Planet classic artist this week, Marika Nikolaidou, better known as Ninou, who made a name for herself in Greece in the 1950s. Born in 1922, she began her love of music in junior school, where she learnt the mandolin, played in the school orchestra, and sang at the local Armenian church. Her forte was rebetiko, the songs of lament and love. And it was when she teamed up with Vasilis Tsisanis around 1949 that both of their careers took off. Tsisanis became one of Greece's foremost composers of the time and one of the founders of modern rebetiko music. Ninou went on to record over 100 songs. Their collaboration was successful but short, as Ninou emigrated to America in 1953 and only came back to Greece a few years later when she had cancer. And she died aged 35 in 1957. Her voice has a lovely tonality to it. It's strong and rich with emotion. So here is Marika Ninou and Genithika Yanopono. Και να Marika Ninu, our classic artist this week on Music Planet. What we're listening to here now is a piece of music from an album called Cut, Coffee and Kambus, which is one of the recordings that inspired my guest today, Ayal El-Wahab, to delve into his Yemeni roots. Ayal, how did you come across this album?
I received it as a gift one day, a few years ago. And that's it. I just fell in love with it.
And had you heard music like this before? I mean, you know, from your family, from the Yemeni diaspora in Tel Aviv?
I did, but not like that. This compilation it's original, it's traditional, this is like authentic. And what I was listening to is like some kind of like the same music, but arranged in an 80s way. I would say, and you know, drums coming from a keyboard and everything like electronic, poppy, you know.
Well, I have to say that this does sound. I mean, it's got that real DIY kind of junk instrument sound to it, and that is actually what you've managed to create with El Cut. I mean, it does sound like it's been a labor of love for you.
Mm. I'm trying to combine between the two worlds, I mean, to feel most connected to in my heart. And it's not, we're not trying to preserve the tradition, and we're not trying to be a futurist, new or modern, which is the combination, that's the truth.
So this last song you guys are going to play is called Jaja.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about Jaja.
It was written in a pandemic and when we were all at home, stuck. And the feeling that you're, you know, it's like everybody in the social media and like doing things like there is some kind of a community, but you're actually stuck at your home and you can't really do anything. And it has like different layers that came with it, of course, because it's still a song and not a sticker.
Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Ayal, Lotan, Yefet.
Thank you.
This is Jaja.
Na 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 na
Cut, and the last of their specially recorded songs for Music Planet. The programme was presented by Lopo Kotari, and the producer was Felix Carey.
This weekend, Radio 3 marks the 150th anniversary of the birth of Rachmaninoff. Saturday's Record Review features recordings of his symphonic dances in building a library. And Music Matters visits Rachmaninoff's home in Switzerland. In our Sunday feature, Georgia Mann explores the role of hypnosis in his life. Did it help him to write his most beloved music? And on Sunday evening, hear the full symphonic dances in Record Review Extra. Rachmaninoff at 150, this weekend on Radio 3 and on BBC Sounds.
And BBC Sounds is where you can catch up with this morning's editions of Record Review and Music Matters featuring Rachmaninoff right now. This Saturday afternoon, it's 5 o'clock here on BBC Radio 3. It's time for J to Z, and this week, another chance to hear a programme first broadcast in June last year.
Welcome, I'm Julian Joseph, and on the show today, fantastic live music from all-star West Coast group, the SF Jazz Collective. So let's get straight into it. Recorded at the SF Jazz Center in San Francisco back in October, here they are with a track called Vicissitude.